BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts. Scott Mills.
The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra Bits Podcast with Chris Stark.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Friday Extra Podcast. I am Chris Stark. So this is like our end of week podcast. We like to give you a little bit extra, just as a treat, as a thank you for downloading the Scott Mills Daily. Who gives you extra? We do. What I loved from this week, and it's been such a busy week. God, even the Brits were on this week. It really has been a big one. But one of my favourite things that was on the show this week has been the return of Nicole. Now, we talked about this last week, but it's been great having her on a couple of times during the week. And next week's plans with Eamon Holmes could be extraordinary if it all comes through. But what we wanted to do for the extra podcast this week is just play you some extra stuff from Nicole. This is stuff that didn't make the Radio 1 show, so it wouldn't have been in any other previous podcast. Enjoy. Extended Nicole. Here it is.
Hello.
Hi, babe. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. We went to the Brits. Oof.
What'd you say, sorry?
We went to the Brit Awards.
Did you? I was watching it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was good. Now, Chris.
You
were. Yeah, a little bit. What mic are you on, Chris?
This one.
Okay, keep mic, talking to me.
Mic three.
Mic three.
Yes, okay. It's our listener. I sound good. It's our listener from Pontypridd. It's Nicole. Hey, babe, how are you?
Hello, babe.
You okay?
Yeah.
So, after our last chat, when you told me that the person you most want to interview in the whole world is Eamon Holmes, guess what?
Yeah. What?
I messaged him.
On what? On Insta?
Slid into his DMs, didn't I?
Yeah, what did he say?
Shall I actually tell you what I said?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Eamon. It's Scott. How are you?
Oh, my God. I can't. Yeah, carry on. Right. I can't believe it.
I wonder if I can get you on my Radio 1 show at some point. We have a girl who was a super fan of you who says you would be her favourite person to interview ever. She's really lovely and very Welsh.
I'm shaking. Like, actually shaking.
It would make her life. Let me know. And then I put at the end, hope you and Ruth are good.
Nice.
Yeah.
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 Right. And he replied.
He answered. Oh, my God. Oh my god. Oh, go on.
He just put, sounds great. Just tell me when, mate. And then a thumbs up emoji.
Oh my god. I'm actually shaking. So he knows who I am.
Yeah,
oh
he
my
does.
God. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Is he there right now?
It's not. No, we're not at the moment.
We'll sort this for another time. But exciting though, right?
Yeah. I just had egg on toast, and I feel like you're coming up now.
Yeah.
What are you laughing for?
Oh, is it coming? Is it coming up?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited! Yeah. You're egg on toast.
Oh,
there.
It's coming up now.
Oh no.
I love egg on toast.
Oh, I do.
I don't. Is it a tricky story?
What?
What do you mean? Well, I just like egg on toast.
Well, what's right. The tricky story?
That's not tricky.
Oh, I can't say the tricky story.
Say the tricky story.
I can't.
Why?
Ignore
it. What's the tricky story? What have you done involving egg on toast that's controversial? I can't even imagine.
No, nothing. There's nothing like that. Are you dirty minds?
Well, you said there was a tricky story.
Yeah, it's nothing like that.
Okay. Anyway.
So how's Eamon doing? So,
right, okay. So Eamon knows of your existence.
That is absolutely amazing. I can't believe that. Is he on tomorrow or on this morning?
Well, I don't know his schedule, do I? Probably, yeah, because it's Friday tomorrow, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
So you've got to think of questions you'd like to ask Eamon, of course.
So here's my plan, okay?
Yeah.
Next week, whenever Eamon can do.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get him on with you and you're going to interview him.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You fine with that?
Yeah, fine.
So over the weekend.
I literally, my smile is from year to year. Thank you so much, honestly.
Oh, listen.
I am really happy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I really, yeah. You're so lovely people in you. Like, you are. No. You do so much for people.
Listen. I think you do quite a lot for us, to be honest. Like, it's trust. It's a two-way thing. It's all good.
Nicole, the reaction, whenever we get you on, the reaction from our listeners is so good.
I know. I was looking down Twitter yesterday and some man said, my voice sounds hot. I was like, whoa.
So, right, the plan is next week, you, Eamon Holmes, Radio 1, the interview.
I'm there.
You there?
I'm there, yeah.
Right. When we know the exact time, I'll let you know.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Just one question. Are you going now, yeah? One question.
Wait a minute. Yeah, go on.
She always does this. She always gets worried when we leave her.
Yeah, go
okay.
on.
If I'm going to ask you something, you've got to say yeah, okay?
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You would say yeah, but okay. Joe, because you love me and I love you.
Yes.
She wants something.
Yeah. Please, like with a cherry on top, please, 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 can I have a tour of the Radio 1 station?
Yeah.
Please.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be something
more
than
that. Can I have a VIP badge?
A VIP badge? They don't really do those, but I can definitely get you in for a tour.
Oh, really? Oh.
At some point, of course, yeah.
And yeah, not anytime soon, like next year or something.
Next year? I mean, it's February.
But I don't want to, you know.
We can do sooner than that.
Okay. Oh, my God. Could I meet you both then?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I literally feel on top of the world. Honestly feel on top of the world.
And after, we'll go spoons.
Yeah!
She's buzzing,
right? Life made, right, Nicole?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but you do realise we're not going to spoons around, like, you know, London. We're going to spoons in Ponty.
Yes. What, so we're going to go for a tour of the BBC and then we're going to go to Ponty?
Ponty, yeah.
Yeah,
that right,
actually sounds fun.
That sounds really good. All right, listen, I'll be in touch next week about Eamon, all right?
Okay, love you both.
Love you, bye.
Love Nicole so much. To give you a little bit of an insight, after the show yesterday, I had to go to Manchester to go and film something. But before I got on that train, I did two innuendo bingos and I cannot wait for you guys to see them. I can't say who they're with at this point, but so exciting. I'm going to put it out there. One of the innuendo bingos, I thought it would be good. I didn't think it'd be amazing, real talk. And it is possibly one of my favourite innuendo bingos of all time. I lost it. At one point, I thought we were just going to have to call the whole thing off. It was amazing. The clips were incredible. It was wetter than ever. So I cannot wait for you guys to hear it. One of the guests as well for the two innuendo bingos that we recorded yesterday is a huge, huge star. Innuendo bingo's really gone up to another level. I love it. And then I had to get on the train with wet pants. That really is an insight. So anyway, to celebrate the return of Innuendo Bingo, I thought I'd play you another classic, one from the past that you might have forgotten. Enjoy!
Okay, here we go. Jack Whitehall's on Innuendo Bingo. Let us know if you're watching, please. It's always better when you watch. Okay, lots of water, please. And first we're going to Strictly It Takes Two, where my absolute favourite person in the whole world, Craig Revel-Horwood, is talking to Zoe Ball. Now, I know that Zoe has fun with all the dancers when they come on that show, but I had no idea that it went this far.
Zoe, you know from experience, halfway through, some of the best dancers end up in the bottom.
And then they slip out and we lose them.
OK. Good one to start with. No one wants that, do they?
And then they slip out and we lose them.
Thank you, Robin Sheffield, for that one.
Some of the best dancers end up in the bottom.
Speak for yourself, Craig. Now, an all-time classic from the Commonwealth Games. And Claire Balding's inappropriate question suddenly ruins a wonderful interview with Dame Susan Boyle. Here we go. Not at the bin, Jack. If you could aim for his face, that would be better. Claire Balding.
Well, I was very gobsmacked and very honoured and very excited to be here.
And you've also been involved in the Queen's baton relay. Where did you take the baton?
One of the favourites. OK, you got Jack straight in the face there. Oh. Mrs. Royal there.
Where did you take the baton?
Sorry. Okay, now we're going back to just this morning on BBC Radio 2. And Chris Evans has had an email from a listener who seems to have found a way to keep himself entertained on a very long journey.
Morning, Lynn. This is from Stuart Clark. Morning, Stu.
Morning, Stuart.
He says, I'm sitting in my wagon in Wisbech or Wis Beach, waiting to get loaded onto the ferry so I can be blown all the way to Glasgow.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Chris Evans there with Lynn Bowles.
So I can be blown all the way to Glasgow.
That's 300 miles or more. It'll be hours. Kevin in Ayrshire heard that one and emailed it straight away to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You can do the same if you've got a clip. OK, now over to ITV for Ray Mears Wilderness Walks. Now, Ray has been on TV for a long time and I was concerned that he might be kind of losing his touch with age, but as you can hear, Ray's as sharp as ever, even in the rain.
It's always a good feeling if you get it up just in time.
Jack, your spraying is different to everyone else's that we've had on on this competition, and it's brilliant.
It's like a water gun.
It's really good.
A short, direct hit to the face.
It's just short, like a water pistol straight to the face.
It's a bit like Smell My Flowers.
Yeah, right? Yes, it is, off of Clowns. Ray Mears, they're struggling with a canopy.
It's always a good feeling if you get it up just in time.
Thank you, Laura, who emailed that in last night.
Sorry, that's good. Oh, Ray.
David in Hendon says this is the best one for ages. Robbo in Reading had those trackies when he was 12, Jack.
Yeah.
Ellie.
The exact pair.
Exact ones, yeah, he's watching. Ellie from Essex says, can you say hello to my boyfriend Jack, also called Jack? Hi, Jack.
Hey, Jack. Hey.
Okay, another all-time classic now, and it's a BBC breakfast reviewing the daily papers. Now, this man is staggered to read some surprising news about one of our national treasures in the middle of a report about nutrition. Chris, what? What happened, Chris?
I don't know.
Do you know what's coming? Okay. Well, what's up with you? Why is it spilling out of your mouth? Here we go.
Sorry, I'm gone.
Oh, Jack, you've lost it now.
It's his little face.
I know.
Don't look at me.
Right. Okay. A report about nutrition. BBC Breakfast reviewing the day's papers. I'm on, you two. Here we go.
And so he's really painting a very bleak picture and saying we have to re-educate ourselves. And in the middle of it, he fingers shockingly, I might say, Delia Smith.
So good. Oh.
He fingers shockingly, I might say, Delia Smith.
Okay. If you have any clips for any of the bingo, send them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Over to last night's Four in a Bed now on Channel 4. Water, please. A bit of spit there on your chin, Jack. It's really attractive.
Oh, God, yeah.
No, it's all fine.
Is that mine or yours?
On Four in a Bed, this man is surprisingly opens about the problem that him and his wife are currently having in the bedroom.
I couldn't get it down last night. It took me ages, and Pat's had a problem getting it up this morning. They need an instruction manual, these things.
This is ridiculous.
It's a good one, isn't it?
That's good. I just went all over myself.
Oh, you messed yourself.
They need an instruction manual, these things.
They are fiddly, aren't they? They're struggling with a set of blinds there on the window.
Pat's had a problem getting it up this morning.
Rhys from Fortrose sent me that one. Now over to The Life of Mammals with David Attenborough. Now, the great thing about these big BBC nature documentaries is they remind us how much we have in common with the animal kingdom. Water? Here are some wolves involved in a very human struggle.
It's a bonding session that reminds each hunter of its place in the team. Invaluable in the struggle to come.
Ha, 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 Oh, those wolves. David Attenborough there.
Invaluable in the struggle to come.
And finally to BBC Radio 4. Here we go. Last one. Radio 4, we're learning about a pioneering female mountain climber who had some very strange ideas about how to get the job done.
She did. The longest journey she did was 25 miles in one day across a mountain pass. But they did realise that actually it was quite unsafe going down on a donkey.
And that is Jack Whitehall, Innuendo Mingo. Did you enjoy that?
Oh, it was very good fun.
Very fun, isn't it?
Very wet.
Very wet, Jack's wet.
I cried a bit. Don't get emotional.
Don't cry again.
Oh, the show is in such good form at the moment. I know it sounds a bit egotistical saying that, but I just love it. Innuendo Bingo is back, and the show is better for it. I'm going to put this out there. The best thing that we did this week was during Where Do You Think They Were? And we had a dad called Andrew on, and at one point he decided to sing along to Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake. He was talking about rubbing his wife's back while she was violently ill before he made love to her. And you guys loved it. So what I thought I'd do for the extra podcast is loop it a couple of times and you can enjoy it again and again. Here it is. Have it.
I'm bringing Sexy back. None of that boys don't know
what. Go on, Andrew.
I think it's special when you're on your back.
Yes.
So turn around and get on your back.
Oh, this is, I mean, it's, the words are wrong. And
I'm bringing Sexy back. None of that boys don't know what it is.
Go on, Andrew.
I think it's special when you're on your back.
Yes.
So turn around and get on your back.
Oh, this is, I mean, it's, the words are wrong. And it's,
I'm bringing Sexy back. None of that boys don't know what it is.
Go on, Andrew.
I think it's special when you're on your back.
Yes.
So turn around and get on your back.
Oh, this is, I mean, it's, the words are wrong. And
I'm bringing Sexy back.
Hope you enjoyed the little extra podcast that we've done for you this Friday. Scott Mills Daily will be back to normal next Monday. Of course, we'll be on BBC Radio 1 between 1 and 4. Looking forward to it. Have a great weekend, guys.
Get on your back.
Oh, this is, I mean, it's, the words are wrong. And it's
1. The Birthday Girls are back.
Hello. Hello. You obviously like podcasts. You've obviously got great taste. So why not listen to another podcast, Birthday Girls House Party, on BBC Sounds?
Birthday Girls House Party.
It's not just a random house party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We've done pirates. We've done a surprise party. We've got comedy guests. Loads of comedy guests. We've had James Acaster.
Hello. Camille. How are you?
She kicked me out during a spelling test. Because she thought that I was going, this is too easy. But actually, I was just a heavy breather.
So if you like the sound of that, please listen to Birthday Girls House Party, available now on BBC Sounds. 1.